Eye on the Arctic, views from the north, I'm Elise Quinn. Well, when renowned Canadian artist Kenojoaq Achevac died in 2013, she left behind a rich legacy. Her iconic images like Enchanted Owl helped put Inuit art on the international map. And now, an exhibition is underway at Feeley Fine Arts in Toronto, showcasing everything from Achevac's recent works to her earlier creations. Joining us now to tell us more is the director of Feeley Fine Arts, Pat Feeley. Pat Feeley, hello.
Hello.
Now, tell us a little bit about putting the exhibition together. What went into the planning and the selection of the images?
Well, I had actually been planning this exhibition for quite a while and was going to hold it in, you know, in honor of her 85th birthday. But by the, you know, by that time, we knew that she had been diagnosed with cancer, and I didn't feel that it was appropriate. And so I had this kind of an extra year and a half to even gather more material, which proved to be well worth it, because I was able to show everything from, you know, drawings and prints from the early 1960s right through to, I actually have the last drawing she was working on, which was not completed. So it was a good survey of her work in sculpture, in drawing, in prints, and also in stained glass, because she did beautiful, beautiful designs for stained glass.
And that's a part of her work that I think not very many people are familiar with.
No, that the wonderful thing about Kenojoaq was that she was willing to try anything. And so in the case of the stained glass, because I was involved in that, you know, it started with a window at Appleby Chapel, and they had wanted to commission her to do the design for the window. And her, you know, when I asked the question, you know, she immediately said, well, why not? And we brought her down to Toronto and she sat in the chapel and looked at it and said, great, you know. And so something that she had never, ever, you know, thought about, seen, done, you know, she just undertook, just as easily as starting another drawing. And she did several designs. The Appleby window, of course, is a masterpiece. But she did several other designs. And in our show, we had the only one that was actually leaded. She did the design for it. And it was leaded, so it's the closest to the Appleby Chapel that can move around. But she was often, you know, she went to Pilchuck Glass School in Washington State and actually made a glass owl. So she was very, very willing to try any new medium, any new creative medium.
And when we look, as you mentioned, you know, the images, they range from the 1960s to recently. Mm-hmm. What do we kind of see about how her images have evolved over time?
Well, in her style, right from the very beginning, was so unique. I mean, we're so used to seeing the Enchanted Owl that we actually think that it's, you know, not that unique a design because we've seen it so many times. But in fact, in 1960, that was an extraordinary piece of design. And throughout her life, she's maintained that design, usually symmetrical, but often even if it's not symmetrical, so one side doesn't match the other, she has just had an inherent sense of balance. So the compositions are always fully resolved, and then within them, the color just sings. So as I say, it's something that very few people or very few artists have, and she had it. As I say, it was just inherent in everything that she did. For herself, she always said that she wasn't so much worried about what she was drawing. She wanted to make the drawing beautiful, and she did that.
And what do you think in terms of what's made her work so enduring? I mean, as you mentioned, her work doesn't ever seem to look dated. It always seems very fresh and modern, even things from the 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about how you think she achieved that.
Well, I think it comes with being a great artist, and I'm not sure how you can define that. There are, you know, people who are and who aren't, and she did on occasion go outside of her comfort zone. If you look at her last print, for instance, which is you know, a sort of a multicolored kind of fox piece, but again, it just works. It's very different from much of her other work. But her balance of composition and color is flawless.
And so the exhibition, it runs until the July 19th for people that are in Toronto and want to have a look at it. And if people aren't in Toronto, where can they go to find out more?
On our website, on Philly Fine, www.philly fine arts, the exhibition itself is featured, and then we also have an additional gallery of over 100 other works by her.
And we'll certainly put the links up on the website as well. Pat Philly, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're more than welcome.